at H.A. Chapman Stadium as we begin the fourth period of the 6A1 State High School Football Championship game. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, and an important drive for Union. They lead 37-21, but the momentum has flipped a bit to the Norman North Timberwolves after that touchdown drive, and Union now looking at first and 20 just outside their own 30-yard line. They'll have four receivers, including Trey Brown in the formation. Trey is on the far side of the field. That's the right side of Brady Davenport. Set inside him is Lawrence Harris. And on the near side, we, of course, have the always present C.J. Moore and Jared Nichols. Shamari Brooks is the running back. Davenport in the shotgun. No tight ends. Set to go here on this second and 20. Davenport quickly throws right side to Trey Brown. He breaks free at the 35, at the 40. Trey breaks another tackle, still on his feet, 50. Trey at the 45 has the first down and goes out of bounds. Number two is magic again. Hawkins Moody drove him out of bounds, but not till he got to the 46 of Norman North. That's 24 yards and a first down.
I love that play. They're throwing it a lot tonight, but Shamari Brooks just takes off like a rocket out of the backfield and doesn't even hit the brakes. He just tries to truck that guy on defense. And I think really the only thing that slowed down Trey on that one was Elwood Tomlin was in the way of Trey trying to get down the sideline.
They'll mark it at the 46 of Norman North, first and 10 Union. Now three receivers. They'll send Trey Brown in motion. Brown coming to the near side. They'll hand to the offside to Brooks. Got room. Shamari 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Rack up six more for the Redskins. 46 yards for Shamari Brooks. And it's 43-21, Union answers.
That was an outstanding play call. Everybody's spying Trey Brown tonight. And why wouldn't they? He's got his hands on the ball anytime, and he's scoring points. But they forgot about the most important one on offense it's been all year is Shamari Brooks. So they run that jet sweep, and everybody's got his eye on Trey. And they sneak Shamari off the corner down the backside, and there's nobody going to touch him.
Great blocking on the other side as well, and that should put Shamari over 200 for the night. 94, he's at 194. And Union looks like they're going to go for two again with 11:43 to go here in this game.
Chadwick told me today he thought Shamari would go for 250. Not too far off yet.
Austin's normally pretty close to right, and he knows it.
He knows it.
All right, so they're set up to go for two. 17 on the play clock. Union will have to hurry a bit. Two short slot receivers to either side. Brooks is a single setback. Grady has the snap. Looking. Throws, and that ball is incomplete. Knockdown. It will not be good. So 11:43 to go in this game. Union ups the lead to 43-21. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Lifetime Transmissions, formerly OK Transmissions, where a lifetime warranty comes standard, or lifetimetransmissions.com and Facebook. This is Tiffany.
You gotta say that every time you answer the phone?
Yeah, you wanna hear the rest of it?
Uh-uh. I just got a question. That big new 10,000 square foot place you got there at 61st and 145th East Avenue?
Yeah.
Have you seen the size of that place?
Yeah, I'm in it.
I mean, something that big is gonna suck up all the transmission business there is.
Well, we needed more room. It's what happens when word gets around that you build a transmission with a lifetime warranty. Good as long as you own your vehicle anywhere you are in the continental USA. Parts and labor included. How long is your warranty again?
I don't know. 12, 24,000 miles, something like that.
Well, who'd want to buy a transmission with a dinky little warranty like that?
Hey, are you taking a shot at my transmissions?
No, Hector. Your transmissions are already shot. We see them every day.
Boy, it's a good thing I've got such a sunny disposition or we'd be having words.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what you call an answer drive right there, my friends. 11:43 to go in this football game. Union leads 43-21 over Norman North after a two-play 63-yard drive capped by a 46-yard Shamari Brooks run. The extra point try for two is no good, and we get to the 43-21 part. And, you know, twice tonight, Norman North has scored, taking a little momentum, and Zach, the Union offense has snatched it right back.
Yeah, that's an outstanding sign of a great team, that they just don't lose confidence and they continue to just keep the pressure on, don't feel it.
Kickoff goes once again to Drake Stoops around the 3-yard line. He's at the 5-yard line. Pardon me, Jay Bob makes that catch, and he's knocked down at the 25-yard line. Raphael Williams and several other Redskins there, and that's where the Norman North offense will start at their own 25-yard line, trailing 43-21.
Look at number 12 running off the field, Raymond Farrell. He doesn't have a shoulder pad on like he's in a hockey scrum, but they didn't call the holding on that one, but great coverage anyway.
So this Norman North offense has to feel a little bit snake bit. Every time they get something going, their defense gives up the next touchdown. Remember, this game at Norman in October was 30-27. These two teams made double that.
Yeah, and they came into that game. I think Norman North had only been giving up about 12 or 14 points a game. So,
first and 10 at their own 25. Brandon Marquard lines him up. Alexander to his left. Marquard back. He's going to fire to his left. That ball is caught by Colin Klein at the 30. Across the 34-yard line. That is where he's taken down by Trey Brown, but there's a flag down.
And it's way over here on the opposite side of the field. And
which is where it's going to be probably defensive holding.
Yeah, I'm going to say that they're probably holding on to Charlie Kohler and not letting him get down the field, which is not a bad move anyway.
Well, again, they list Kohler at 6'3". There is no chance that cat's 6'3".
He is a big dude. And I was thinking 6'7 in his program, so when they were at Norman North. So.
All right, good. Yeah, because that's not what they'd listed him coming into this one, and I think that's probably about right. He's an Iowa State commit, and good for him, but I think he might be a little better than that.
Yeah, I think you're right. The kid moves very, very well and has really soft hands.
So the officials are still talking this over. They did call defensive holding, and now they're going to move it down to around the 35-yard line. You know, you got stuff to do, but these guys take the longest time to adjudicate these penalties. Call a penalty, move the ball, let's play a game.
Yeah, play on, get it going, right?
Well, we don't want this game to go all the way into next year. So they move it to the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10 right there. 43-21 Union, 11:30 to go in this 6A1 state championship game. Klein will go far side. That's left side. Stoops will be the slot receiver on that side. Kohler, the tall, swarthy figure that he is, comes to the near side. JT McLeod has him there. Stoops is asking for the play. What is it? Okay, now he's got it. Marquard sets him up. Once again, Alexander, his running back. Marquard straight back. Here comes pressure. He's going to have to hurry. Popped as he throws, but the ball is caught by Kohler at the 35-yard line. Kohler caught that ball, knocked it up in the air, caught it again. He was knocked down by McLeod. Fields was there as well. And, boy, Marquard took a huge shot from Raphael Williams. That's good all the way to Union's 28-yard line. So that's a 36-yard gain, and it's first and 10 Norman North.
Just a deep post route, and they did a good job of just long enough staying open. And Kohler, like you said, double caught that ball, but turned the hips of McLeod downfield. And just a deep, big-bodied post routes. Those are tough to catch.
Jake Simmons comes in at the running back. First and 10, Norman North now. Set up at Union's 28-yard line. 43-21 Redskins. 11 minutes to play. Marquard with the snapback. He's got pressure again. Throws middle of field. It's caught again. This time it's Stoops. Dances away from one and gets knocked down around the 17-yard line. It was Braden Spicer who made the final tackle right there. Pardon me, that was actually Simmons who made that catch. And another first down for Norman North. Now at Union's 16.
Well, that's just a little inside post route or dig, I guess, and that's kind of been open tonight. They just haven't went there, so it's an easy get, but you've got to tighten this thing up now that they're starting to move inside the red zone.
Stoops to the far side. That's the left side of the field. Out there also is Kohler to the near side, Colin Klein. First and 10 at the 16 of Union for Norman North. Marquard with the snap. Again, here comes pressure. Marquard's going to have to run, and the whistles start to blow. And there was a flag that came down right before that play started. So more than likely, that's going to be a procedure penalty against Norman North. That's exactly what it will be, and that'll back it up from the 16 to the 21-yard line.
Help a little bit.
Well, the Redskins are definitely coming after Brandon Marquardt, but they need to be about a half a step quicker.
Yeah, and he's continuing to just stay after it. I'm really impressed that he just had stayed right in the ballgame and keep taking those shots.
Going to be a lot of fun watching this kid at Ohio State. Three receivers to the left side. That's trips to the left. One receiver comes right. Simmons is that guy. Marquard straight back. Here comes pressure again. Throwing to Simmons in the end zone. That ball is knocked down and intercepted. It's intercepted. No, it's finally dropped by JT McLeod. Oh, JT McLeod put a big hand up, did a great job. Ball hit him and went into his breadbasket, and he could not hang on.
I thought he for sure had it one-handed. He had the receiver on one side of his body and just big-bodied him. And just didn't come down with it. But, man, what a great play he played on that one.
Well, McLeod could not have played that one better. So it's going to be second down and 15 now at the 21-yard line of Union for Norman North. Trailing 43-21 with 10:15 to go. Simmons is the running back, but goes split to the right. Marquard with the snap. Again, here comes pressure. Throws it quickly across the middle to Stoops, and he drops it. Marquard had to hurry because Asa Carter was bearing down on him. So was Kyrie Fisher. And Stoops had a chance, but just dropped that football. It's third and 15.
That's as big a chance as you can ask for. I mean, he was at 7 yards from the line of scrimmage, and there was nobody within 10 yards of him. He had plenty of room to make a play on the ball.
Asa Carter leaves the game. Jordan Kelly comes in. Third and 15, Norman North, now at Union's 21-yard line. 10 minutes to play in this game. 43-21, Redskins lead. Marquard again sets him up. Two receivers to his left. That's the far side. Dalvin Alexander is his single running back. Kohler is the near side man by himself. Union's going to double cover him, and now a timeout's going to be called by Norman North. We'll take a break as well. 10-12 to play. Redskins up 43-21. Big third down coming up for the Timberwolves. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Union football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer. 46th Street, just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
Charlie Wilson. From the Gap Band to R&B legend and Grammy nominee. Charlie Wilson returns to Tulsa Saturday, January 14th, River Spirit Casino Resort with all of his Gap Band and solo hits. Reserved seats on sale now at RiverSpiritTulsa.com and the casino box office. Charlie Wilson Live.
Well, it's time to either fish or cut bait, as Grandpa used to say. 10-12 to go here in this 6A1 state championship game right now. Union's fishing. 43-21, they lead Norman North, but the Timberwolves threatening with a third down and 15 at the Union 21-yard line. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins on the field. Redskins doing all this, Zach, with a lot of offensive weapons off the field because of injuries.
Well, we talked about how many offensive weapons and the receivers they've had all year. They've just not been able to use them, and now tonight their passing game's on fire, and they're all off on the sideline.
Third down and 15, Norman North at the 21-yard line of Union. Marquardt. Lou Simmons to his left, straight back. Here comes the pressure. He throws to Margaret to Simmons at the 20, makes the catch 15. Simmons has the first down at the 5 and pushes forward to the 3. Nobody covered. Jake Simmons out of the backfield. JT McLeod finally made the play from the other side of the field, and it's first and goal, Norman North, as they just fooled Union on the wheel route.
That's the first time I've really seen that out of the backfield tonight. They did that very well against us the first time, and that time they were so concerned going downfield on a third down conversion that they forgot about it.
Jay Bob comes in at the running back position. He's a little bit bigger. Norman North's going to huddle. A little sugar huddle. Here they come. First and goal at the 3. They'll still have 3 receivers. 2 to the right side, 1 to the left. Jay Bob's going to be in the shotgun. He's going to be in the wildcat. Bob standing at the 8. Has the snap run straight forward, and he is smacked right there. Go! Darius Thornton put a shoulder in his stomach. And it's not, he snapped him down at the 3. He didn't gain anything. It's second and goal.
Thornton hit him so hard, I think he knocked his number off.
Here they come with the beef package. And I mean, when I say beef, one of the guys they're running out there is Gage Johnson.
That's a big boy.
That big 5'11", 295-pounder. If they put him at fullback, who knows, huh? Instead, they're going to go with a different wildcat. Here they go, snapping straight forward, and again go pushing forward, and they got nothing. That time it was Cole Mashburn, and he may have gotten a half yard as Union holds him up with the middle of that defensive line. They ran out some beef, too, and, of course, one of those guys out there is Big Lee Barnes, and he's about as hard to move as anybody. Now Norman North completely changes it up again. Ricky Stromberg had been out there, too. Now he's going to leave
seven
the game.
They do 7 substitutions for that gigantic heavy package.
Yep. That wasn't just the heavy. That was the heavy. That was the Arby's Deluxe.
Yeah, that was the diesel.
Yep. They bring everybody back out now. Stoops is back out there. Kohler's back out there. Now third and goal from about the 2. 8:30, 34 to play in the game. 43-21 Union. Marquardt turns, hands the ball off into the end zone for a touchdown. Goes Dalvin Alexander. So after all that stuff, and their regular offensive set, they score. And now it's 43-27.
Well, that's I was really kind of scratching my head a little bit on what kind of play calls they did for the first 2 downs. I didn't get that at all. So, yeah, they went back to the run game and just ran right inside the
tackles. Well, they haven't run it effectively much of the night, so why in the world would you try to bounce all the bodies around? It looks like Norman North's going to go ahead and try to kick the extra point here. And this time it looks like it's going to be Jackson Wilhite. Now, Marquardt is the holder, so you have to watch out for things. We are set. There's the snap. It's down. Wilhite kicks it, and it looks good from here, and it is. So with 8:25 to go in this game, it's been a little more interesting now again. Union 43, North 28. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
You trusted Prescription Flonase because nothing gave you more allergy symptom relief. That exact same full prescription-strength Flonase allergy relief is available over-the-counter, so you never have to refill your prescription again to get the exact same relief you know and trust. Just grab it off the shelf and enjoy every moment to the fullest with full prescription-strength Flonase. Be greater than your allergies with Flonase. Flonase changes everything.
Flonase allergy relief lets you enjoy the outdoors again. And now Flonase wants you to enjoy it even more by giving one lucky Tulsa listener a backyard package consisting of new patio furniture and a gas grill valued at $2,500. Simply go to KRMG.com and click on the Flonase banner to register. Plus, all entries are automatically entered to win $30,000 for a fabulous backyard makeover. Flonase is available at your local Sam's Club at a great value. No purchase necessary. See rules for details.
At H.A. Chapman Stadium, where the 6A1 state title game is a barn burner. 43-28 Union leads Norman North. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins on the field. We'll get to Doc in a moment. He's got a score update for us. The play, or the drive, 8 plays, 75 yards by Norman North. Very impressive. 250 it took him to get there. Alexander's 2-yard run and a kick makes it 43-28. Now Norman North once again will be set to onside kick. Jackson Wilhite is the only kicker out there this time. Union has everybody up within about 10 yards. Wilhite kicks it. It's going to bounce high, and it's going to be taken right there. It's a nice job by Union to take that ball and knock it down. That was Cade Brown who made the catch. And so Union once again will be in great field position. And, you know, the good thing about the onside kick is occasionally you get one. But they've onside kicked every night, every time tonight, and given Union the worst field position of the 35-yard line. And now Union at their own 46, and they've been good offensively anyway.
Yeah,
that's where it becomes an issue.
That's when I disagree with the onside kick. If your defense is giving up more points than your offense is scoring, then you've got to kick it deep. But maybe they don't want to put it in Trey Brown's hands.
Union's going to come with two running backs here. They also have Courtney Holmes in the game. Three receivers, two running backs. Holmes goes in motion. They're going to fake to him. To Shamari and throw it to Holmes. He breaks forward across the 50. Courtney's down to the 48-yard line. He's tackled by Andrew Scavani. Quickly down to Doc Blevins. Doc?
Well, we have a 5A champion. Carl Albert beat Bishop McGinnis 34-29. Carl Albert's coach, the legendary Gary Rose, is the dad of Union Associate Athletic Director Mike Rose.
Outstanding. Doc Blevins knows everybody in this state. I thought I knew a lot of people. I am nothing next to Doc Blevins. Second and 5 for the Redskins. Now at the 48-yard line of Norman North. Union up by a score of 43-28 here in the fourth period. 7:48 to play. Davenport brings him back against Shamari Brooks to his left. He hands off to Shamari. Cuts back to his right. Now he's going to go pushing forward across the 50. Still on his feet. Shamari breaks another tackle. Down to the 45. Down to the 40. Shamari Brooks out of bounds. He never got tackled. Isaac Stoops tried to drag him out of bounds. He shucked him like a fly and stepped out of bounds. First down, Redskins at the 40 of Norman North.
Yeah, he made a lot of people miss on that one, and I was really impressed, like you said, when he went out of bounds eventually. He still didn't go to the ground. He's continuing to just stay driving at his feet. And he was the spark last week against Jenks. That kid just continued to motor.
202 yards now for Shamari Brooks. And you think the folks at the University of Tulsa who are probably watching right down there in that Case Athletic Complex are smiling?
Yeah, I'm sure they're really. I hope they're just crossing their fingers saying, I hope no one else wants to offer him either.
And he's got to be smiling too. 2,000-yard rushers this year, and you know you get a chance to play in that offense. First and 10, Union at the 40. Hand off to Brooks inside. It'll be a little harder this time. He pushes forward for about a yard. Maybe not quite that much. They'll go just inside the 40. Gage Johnson, all 295 of him, made that tackle. And that's before a trip to the Cracker Barrel. And after that, he may be 303 or so. It'll be second down and 10. Doc's got another score update.
Yes, the Bill Blankenship is ahead 53-19 now with 6 minutes left.
All right, that's over, of course, in Arkansas. It's Coach Blankenship's at Fayetteville. We'll call it second and 10, Redskins at the 40-yard line of Norman North. Hand off to Brooks, right side. Got a little bit of room, but he's going to be pushed out around the 39. He'll get about a yard, and it'll be third down and 9. Jay Bott pushed him out of bounds. 6:49 to play in this game, 43-28 Union.
Well, there was just nowhere to run there. Running the short side is pretty difficult anyway. And J-Bob has a nose for the ball. They just didn't have a big lane and couldn't make anything of it.
So now at the 39-yard line of Norman North, Union with a big third and 9. Trey Brown to the right side. He's in a stack formation behind Nichols. Davenport in the shotgun. Hard count. Norman North does not jump. Now looks to the sideline. 11 on the play clock. Grady steps up to call the play. Now steps back. Brooks shifts to his right. Now they shift with Brown in front. They're going to fire left side. That ball is caught by C.J. Moore. Cuts back at the 30. He's got room at the 25, 20. C.J. Moore, 10, 5. Touchdown, C.J. Moore. Number 35 caught that ball around the 35-yard line. He put moves on everybody wearing green. Ben Neighbors couldn't haul him down. And it's 49-28. And again, the Union offense answers.
Well, that's a big play out there to C.J. Moore. And he's just running that hide route where he goes about a 7 or 8 yard out route. Instead, he looks like he's going to run it in. He plants that hard foot. And anytime you can get the ball in his hands and he's got space, he's going to make it happen. And he does that. He just ran right away from him.
That is the third touchdown of the night for C.J. Moore. Rauschenberg on for the extra point. Teams are ready. There's the snap. There's the hold. There's the kick. It's up. And it's good. So with 6:04 to play in this game, Union hits the 50 mark. 50-28 Redskins over Norman North. This is Union football on KRMG.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
I had a dream to take every fifth grade student in Pryor School District to the Oklahoma City Science Museum.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school.
Instead of just buying stuff, you're helping people.
Thanks for swiping.
Thanks, TTCU.
Thank you.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG-FS, Sand Springs, KRMG-Tulsa. Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Right now, the Norman North Timberwolves are trying to catch Union football, and they're doing a very good job of it. 50-28, Union leads Norman North in the 6A1 state finals. 6 minutes to play here in this game. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins. Union goes five plays, 54 yards in 2 minutes. C.J. Moore's 39-yard catch from Davenport, and the extra point brings us to where we are. Rauschenberg approaches. This ball will be kicked off this time to Jay Bob at the 15-yard line. Comes near side. Pardon me, that's Drake Stoops at the 35, at the 30, or pardon me, 30, 35. He's going to go out of bounds, and there's going to be a late hit added against Union as he crossed around the 37-yard line, maybe. So this is going to put the ball probably close to midfield or across, and Coach Frederick is not happy as he is about, he's all the way out to the numbers on the far side.
And that was a short kick anyway, and then he came cross field and got clear down here. It looks like, what'd you say, 43 is on the market, so that'll put him way out there. I don't think that it was a late hit, but that the tackle was made right around the edge of the field, and then he just continued to hold on. So that's probably what they're going to get because he fell down past the blue line there on the line of scrimmage.
I believe Devontae Armstead's going to get that call. And they're going to call that a personal foul. Oh, they're calling that against Norman North. Are we sure that he's... No, he just pointed the wrong way. He called it against Norman North, but now they marked the football against Union, and now they're going to talk about it again in the... The referee, Marty Askins, is going to have to go back and point the other way. He said, oh, okay, sorry, that's my bad. So they will move it down to the 46-yard line of Union. By the way, C.J. Moore, 6 catches, 79 yards, 3 touchdowns. Not a bad night.
Stud.
How many Division I teams want him? All of them.
Yeah, everyone that can get their fingers on him right now, for sure.
Well, some people are going to be making the trip back down to Norman a little early because they are leaving the stadium. You look over to the right, they are filing out. It's like they're leaving a bad movie. First and 10, Norman North at the 46 of Union. Marquand is back. He's going to fire it deep down the field. Got a man wide open and can't get it there. Drake Stoops was clean. Nobody near him. Patrick Fields was chasing, and Fields thought he had deep help from Jordan Starks. Starks wasn't there. Fortunately for the Redskins, it falls incomplete, second and 10.
Yeah, he was wide open. Plenty of room to make a catch. Just couldn't get to it, and he dove. There was nowhere close that he was going to even come in the zip code, but he still dove for it.
I like the way that young man plays, and of course his dad's a pretty good football coach. Second and 10 for Norman North, now Union's 46-yard line. 50-28, Redskins lead, 5.5 to play. Marquardt steps up and throws to his right. That ball is going to go incomplete. McLeod with great coverage over there on the play. They were trying to get to Colin Klein. It falls incomplete. Now it's going to be 3rd and 10. Every time they throw incomplete, the clock stops, which Norman North likes, unless you give it back to Union's offense, and when they won't like it an awful lot.
Yeah, and I think what you got plenty of time left, and I think if they could get a stop here, it'd be outstanding.
It'll be 3rd and 10. Ball to 46 of Union, so Norman North needs the 36. Marquardt has 2 receivers to his left, 1 to his right. Alexander steps up. Marquardt is back. Here comes the pressure. He's going to fire deep right for Alexander, and that ball is no good. Knocked away. Colin Klein, pardon me, is who they tried to get it to. Good coverage by McLeod, and now it's 4th and 10, Norman North. And with 5:42 to play, trailing 50-28, they have no choice. They have to go.
They've got to go for it. I think they probably would anyway, you know, but great job there by McLeod. Good defense. Had a hand on a shoulder pad, but made a great play on the ball.
So they'll take their time calling the play, and the play clock hasn't started yet, so they don't have to worry. Now it does. They'll have Stoops to the left. That's the far side of the field. He's going to be outside almost to the numbers. Kohler is there as well in the slot. Watch Kohler on the post. They've thrown that a lot tonight. They're going to go tight end left side. Actually, double tight. Once again, Marquardt in the shotgun. 4th and 10 from the 46 of Union. They need the 36. Marquardt's back. Fires to the left. Kohler makes the catch for the first down. He'll be taken down around the 33-yard line. Two players there. Patrick Fields, one of them, but Kohler was wide open for the first down. Jordan Starks helped him out. It's 1st and 10, Norman North.
They just run a little crossing route on the upside, and they love that out route in third down, fourth down positions, and they just like to throw to that big body on the outside, and he's just, again, I don't know how you leave him that open.
Well, I think really what Union's trying to do is just make sure he didn't go deep, so you're probably being a little extra careful with him on the underside. Norman North taking a lot of time here as the clock ticks, 5:21 to play, 50-28 Union. 1st and 10, Norman North, now at Union's 33. Two receivers to the right side, Alexander here as well, and now a Norman North player moves. That'll be a procedure penalty, back him up 5 more.
That never hurts. I always say that never helps. That always helps. It never hurts to move them back a little bit more, even though it's 1st and 15 now.
Make so a little more challenge. It'll take it to the 38-yard line. The one thing Union has been able to stop for the most part is the deep ball. Norman North went deep to Klein once and have had the one to Kohler, but Kohler really turned that into a deep ball. Otherwise, Union's done a nice job. Quickly to the line of scrimmage, go Norman North. Alexander again, the running back. Two receivers right side, 1 to the left. Alexander shifts left. Marquardt has the snap. Fires left side. That ball caught and then taken out of bounds immediately at the 28-yard line is Mitchell Ross. Guy on the coverage over there was JT McLeod. That got back about, 10 yards? So we're going to look at about 5 yards to go here on this important second down for Norman North.
Well, that's just a quick little out route. Just shorten the second down here.
They'll mark it down at the 28-yard line of Union. Marquardt again in the shotgun. Again, Alexander near him. Marquardt back, moving the parka. He's going to fire to the end zone. Has Stoops out there, and that ball is caught for a touchdown. Drake Stoops with an athletic catch over Patrick Fields. Fields didn't have bad coverage, but just did not go up for the ball. And with 4:49 to play, it gets interesting again. 50-34, Union leads.
It's a great throw and catch there. Fields, like you said, is in great position to make the play on it. And it's kind of a back shoulder two-move route by Stoops, and he makes a great, great catch on it right in the end zone.
Drake Stoops is a tough, tough young guy.
Well, he's got a knack for the football. He does the game well, which you would kind of expect from coming from his pedigree.
Yeah, he knows a little bit about the game. On for the extra point is Musgrove. There, a kick is up, and it's good. 4:49 to play in this game, and we are still at a fairly interesting contest. 50-35, Union leads Norman North, and they'll get the ball next. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard. And thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Will not go gently into that good night. 4:49 to play in the 6A1 state championship game. Union's Redskins leads 50-35 over Norman North after a six-play 54-yard drive that took a minute five. The Drake Stoops 28-yard catch from Marquardt and the extra point got us to where we are. Now, once again, Norman North will onside kick. And again, the man doing that is Jackson Wilhite. He is set, and so is Union. Everybody gathered within about a 10-yard space for the Redskins. Wilhite angling from our left to right across the field. There's the onside kick. It is very high, and it goes across to Union. And boy, that was a terrific onside kick. That ball took a huge hop right before the 10-yard mark, jumped over the first line of defenders, and Union was finally able to recover it. Landon Wood over around the 47-yard line. That was a really well-executed onside.
That was beautiful. It's probably about as good as they could have done. And right where it bounced high is who they wanted it to bounce high to. That's that 6'7" Kohler, and he just barely missed that thing.
So Union will have it again, almost where they were last time, at their own 47-yard line. And with 4:48 to go, almost every time they've gotten the ball in offense, we've said, well, one more will do it. Well, you're always going to need one more just to win at this point,
I think. Yeah, right. They continue to stay after it and make it interesting.
C.J. Moore, three touchdowns on the night, comes to the near side. It is Jackson on the far side. Remember, Kyrie Richardson was lost early in this game, and so is A.K. Wilson. Davenport is going to run to his right. Grady's got some room across the 50. Grady at the 45, 40. He's gone. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Redskins. But there's a flag down at the 50-yard line, or the 42-yard line. Grady.
Man, that came in late.
Grady Davenport flies into the end zone on a 54-yard touchdown run that will come back. Now, this should be a spot foul, so if that's where they mark it from, it'll be first and nine.
Well, I saw Shamari out there making a block, and he was continuing to drive downfield. If they're calling on Shamari, he made a great block, stayed engaged. He might have grabbed a shoulder pad to keep the guy from turning on the outside, but, man, is that a... That's probably what they're going to call.
Shamari's got his hands out, but he never grabbed anybody. If that calls against Shamari, then that's pretty cheap.
I think that's who it's on.
They're going to say it was right at the 10-yard mark. So they're going to take it right back, and it's going to be first and 10 all over again for Union.
So as if it didn't happen, huh?
That's a shame for Grady Davenport, who could have capped a pretty good career right there. So it's first and 10 Redskins, again at their own 47-yard line. This time they'll hand it to Shamari Brooks. He'll pound up inside down to around the 50. And you know, in the long run, he gets about four, by the way, second and six. In the long run, it might be better because you can run more time this way.
Yeah, keep the defense off the field a little bit. But, yeah, you want to drive, and I always want those points, too. And I want that for the team, especially Davenport.
Ben Neighbors on the tackle. Right, but I'd like to get that last score as the time expires.
Sure.
So right now, if you can just hold the ball and drive it, Union's going to take a little bit of time at 17 on the play clock as they'll have a second and 10, ball right at midfield. 50-35, Redskins lead with 4 minutes to play. Shamari Brooks shifts to the right. Jackson the wide out to the right side. Double tied in. C.J. Moore to the left. Now Jackson in motion. We're going to hand off again. This time, Shamari Brooks is going to bounce back inside. And he gets maybe at 3 yards or so. Jay Bob on the tackle. That'll take it down to the 48 of Norman North, and it's going to be third down at about four for the Redskins. And, of course, the important thing to remember here is you do need the first down so you can keep moving that clock.
Got to have the first down. And I said this the first time we played Norman North. One thing they do really well is they secure tackles. Like, they really make a great job, an attempt, and they can stay after making that tackle.
So now the ball at the 48-yard line of Norman North, third and four for the Redskins. Line to gain around the 43 of Norman North. Eight on the play clock. Davenport looks to the sidelines. He's going to have to hurry to get this thing off, and he's not going to get this thing off. They're going to have to call a timeout, and they do. Kirk Frederick calls a timeout just as the clock ticks to zero. So 3:10 to go in this game, 50-35. We'll take a quick break, too. Redskins lead with a big third down coming up next on KRMG.
Are you a man facing divorce? A divorce that perhaps you didn't even want? This is Barry Sanders. I've been there. I know firsthand the stress and pain of divorce. A lot of people think that because I was a pro athlete and enjoyed a lot of success on and off the field, that somehow I am immune to such things. The fact is, I went through a divorce a few years ago, and like you, I worried about my children, my assets, and my family. When I got a divorce, I didn't know of Cordell and Cordell, but now I do. I took the time to meet and talk with Cordell and Cordell clients and attorneys, and I can tell you that Cordell and Cordell has represented thousands of men just like you and me. If you're a man facing a divorce, consider Cordell and Cordell, a partner men can count on.
Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys. 918-205-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
Back in back in H.H. Chapman Stadium. University of Tulsa, where in the 6A1 state championship game, Union leads Norman North 50-35, and a big third down and four coming up for the Redskins. They're at the 48-yard line of Norman North. Davenport going to throw deep to Trey Brown, and that ball is caught by Trey Brown, but was he inbounds? No, he wasn't. The head linesman didn't even run downfield with him. Isaac Stoops was on the coverage. The catch was made, but he was probably a step out of bounds, and now fourth down for Union. And obviously, you want to stick with the good money play here, and that's kicked that ball away. Oh, Trey Brown got a foot down. Oh, they missed that call. They just showed it on the big screen, and Trey Brown got his foot down unquestionably.
Not even close.
Not even close. He caught the football and got a foot down. Oh, my. They missed that one. Well, Farquhar will be on to kick this thing away, and now the official's going to call a timeout, and a flag is dropped, and I'm going to bet you that's against Kirk Frederick. For maybe a word or two in the official's ear.
I'm sure he saw that replay and was really polite to the referee on the sideline.
No, it's just a sideline warning, so that's all that is. Oh, boy, that replay showed it. Trey Brown planted that foot. That's the sideline warning. That is not a penalty. On the second one, it is a penalty. So they will kick it away. Farquhar standing back around his own 37-yard line. Stoops standing back around his 13. Drake Stoops has had a terrific game tonight. There's the snap. Farquhar's got time. The ball's going to be kind of off the side of his foot, but it's going to hit and bounce, and Stoops is going to pick it up. That's the smart play at the 18-yard line. He's driven out of bounds there. So here's where we are. 2:57 left to play in the 6A1 state championship game. Union leading 50-35 North, but the Timberwolves, who have been unstoppable offensively in this half, have first and 10 at their own 18.
Yeah, you nailed it. The first half, they had 44 total yards. And the second half, they've done really basically anything they wanted to do.
Both offenses have done anything they wanted to do.
Yeah, so this got to be one of those times they come up with a big, big stop and really just put the icing on the cake.
So there is a timeout here on the field, and we'll take one quickly ourselves. 2:57 to play, Union up by 15. We'll see who wins this 6A1 state championship game next. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Being old isn't easy. And so when you have someone like Silver Elite that's there to support you, I think that's a very nice benefit.
Pat says that she doesn't have many opportunities to socialize with people her age, so she's very thankful for Silver Elite at Hillcrest, a free program open to any senior that goes above and beyond to make its members feel special in and out of the hospital.
Being a member of Silver Elite has given me a feeling of being a part of a group. You have friends, a new place to meet people, information about health issues.
In addition to exclusive hospital benefits for its members, Silver Elite hosts fun, informative events that help them stay healthy and independent. In Pat's world, it's a great opportunity to make new friends. Hear more about Pat's life-changing experience at Hillcrest.com. To learn more about the Silver Elite program and its incredible benefits for seniors, call 918-585-8000.
We all need to know that we're special, and Silver Elite makes you feel special.
Back at H.H. Chapman Stadium on first down, Norman North throws to Kohler short. He gets about 3 yards, and it'll be second down and 7. The ball right at the 20-yard line, maybe the 21. Dalia Alexander at the running back spot. Two receivers left side. One of those guys is Stoops, who's had a great game. The other is Kohler, who's been pretty good tonight as well. Redskins lead this thing 50-35, 2:50 to play. Now I think Union called the timeout.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion on defense.
They're running a lot of players out there again. C.J. Moore's out there defensively. They've run Darius Boone out there defensively. So what you have are a couple of defensive linemen and about 9 guys that look like defensive backs.
And it's second down. They usually do that on a guaranteed passing down where they can throw that nickel at them. I don't know why they would have done that on second down and 8.
So one timeout left for Norman North, none for Union, and the Redskins aren't too worried about it, leading 50-35 with 2:50 to play. Norman North only has their one. They have it officially marked at the 21-yard line. So we're going to call this second down and seven. We'll see what Norman North dials up. Remember, they like to dial up trick plays, too. They tried to run the double pass a little earlier, and it got knocked down as a fumble, and Union picked it up. So here we set. Stoops is going to go far wide side. That's the far side of the field. Out there on him is Trey Brown. C.J. Moore and Landon Wood are both playing deep safeties. You got Darius Boone playing a linebacker spot. Snap to Marquardt. He's back. He's going to throw deep and down the middle, and that ball is knocked away. That is really good coverage by Patrick Fields. They tried to go to Kohler, the big guy, but Fields made a really nice play on that football, and it's going to be third down and seven.
Yeah, good job. Fields is in position in front of Kohler, and it looked like Kohler was going to probably try to push him down and make a play over the top of him, which he's been known to do. So great job there by getting in there and making that play.
Well, at that point, you don't have anything to lose. I mean,
That's right.
So why not see what you can get away with? 2:44 to play now on this big third down and seven. At their 21-yard line, Norman North needs the 28. Simmons in the backfield. Marquardt has the snap. Back, fires middle of the field. That ball is knocked away and nearly intercepted. That was a brilliant play by McLeod. JT McLeod stuck a hand in there. They tried to get it to Colin Klein, and he knocked that thing out of there, and it careened toward a Redskin, but he wasn't able to handle it, and now it all comes down to this. Fourth down and seven. Every play, every snap, every wind sprint, everything that both teams have done all year long comes down to this. Redskins with 2:39 to go are probably going to win this game, but if you're Norman North, if this one doesn't go well, it's over. They need 7 yards from the 21 to the 28. Marquardt has the snap. Here comes the pressure. He's going to have to hurry. Fires it left side, and it's incomplete. There's no flag, and that's the ball game. There is time on the clock, but Kohler couldn't make the catch, and the guy that was there was once again Fields, and it will be Union's football. Norman North can stop the clock one time, but it won't do them any good. And with 2:35 to play, Union takes over at the 21-yard line of Norman North.
Well, they just got the ball deep in their own territory. Kohler's won a penalty on that, but great defense. It's late in the game. You got to throw a little frustration out there, but that's an outstanding job by the defense tonight.
Now, the Redskins obviously will try to run the football, you would think, and just try to get this thing over with. Really good performance offensively, considering you lost A.K. Wilson in the first couple of series. Then you lost Kyrie Richardson. The Union was playing a little bit short offensively, but a terrific job tonight by those guys that did play, and, of course, by C.J. Moore and Trey Brown, who was terrific tonight.
Trey Brown was all over the field offensively and defensively. Just a spark of excitement like he always is, and just a well-played game by the offense, and especially, again, first half on that defense.
Yeah, how about you pull out the tackle-eligible to Cart and to Hoopengardner. You get a touchdown on that. You get a couple of turnovers. You knock the ball down on the one that's going to be a double pass. They've done a lot of things right. Now, this Union team, of course, only scored 27 when they lost 30-27 at Norman North. And unless something ridiculously stupid happens, they're going to avenge both losses in the last 3 weeks.
It's powerful.
Having beaten Jinx, and I mean beating them soundly, and now having beaten this Norman North, and once this game is over with, soundly.
Yeah, they've really played really good football in the playoffs, and probably the best football that we've seen in
quite a
time.
Yeah. I mean, when you go back in the first 10 years that we were broadcasting these games, you had like the 2002 team and the 2005 team, some of those that were just some of the best I've ever seen play.
Yeah.
But in the last 10 years, yeah. I mean, this playoff run's been terrific. First down, Union's going to hand the ball off to Shamari Brooks, and he's going to pound forward. He's going to get down to around the 15-yard line. And, you know, as Norman North kind of tries to strip the ball, Flannery on the tackle, by the way. That's when you break one and you go to the house. So I would not be surprised to see Shamari dance into the end zone
especially
again.
Especially a guy like Shamari that just continues to drive. You're absolutely right.
So he gets about seven on that. They'll take it down to the 15-yard line. We'll actually call it six and say it's second down and four. Clock running at 2:08, and Norman North doesn't look like they're going to call that timeout. Union will let the play clock run down as far as they can before they hand it off. Jackson and C.J. Moore to the right. Double tied in, and again, Grady Davenport has Shamari Brooks, and again, he'll hand it to Shamari Brooks, and he bursts forward. Shamari breaks a tackle, breaks another, gets down inside the 10, and he's got a first down. Shamari Brooks to the 9-yard line. It's going to be first and goal. Blake Burns tackling, but they've got to be tired of trying to tackle number 11.
Well, this is, you know, we talked about earlier when they're putting these points on the board. You think about arena ball, it's like score, score, score. You've got to have something in there where it's 1:46 left. You don't need a score. You need to run out the clock. It's not going to hurt you to score. And you know Shamari wants to get in the end zone. So what do? Do you let him fight all the way to the end zone, or do you tell him, hey, get to the 5 and fall down?
Well, you can't take a knee yet because then they might call timeout and then try to use it. And even though you're not going to lose, you don't want that. Once again, Davenport in the shotgun. Again, he hands to Shamari Brooks. Brooks bursts across the 5. Shamari down to the 4. And you're getting to the point now with a minute 21 to go and counting. It'll be second down and goal. That if Union uses as much time as possible, the play clock hasn't been set yet. And it still hasn't. Now they're going to blow it. So it'll be down to around 45 seconds. They're going to have to run at least 2 more plays. So they're going to either probably going to hand it off once and then knee it.
I say just hand it off and score. You got to score this one. You got to.
And if you kneel and they call the timeout, you know that could go, that could backfire. So Union at the 4-yard line on the second and goal. They'll hand it off again to Shamari Brooks, and touchdown. He bounces forward into the end zone, touchdown. Norman North couldn't do much about that. And, you know, if you're a Union, you really were in the quandary if you had to hand the ball off, right? So now it's 56-35, and the Redskins will celebrate. Those high schoolers dressed in all gold right across from us, none of whom have left, are as ready to storm the field as you've ever seen.
Yeah, they're jazzed. They got to wear the gold this year, and they get that gold ball. So that's fantastic.
It's been a while. Since 2011, the last time Union won a state championship. Now 5 years later, they're going to dominatingly win another one. Noah Rauschenberg for the extra point. There's the snap. The kick is up, and it's good. So with 42 seconds left to play in this game, Union extends the lead to 57-35. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
We are the comfiest, coziest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
Chill to the bone and wet is the Farmer's Almanac winter outlook for Oklahoma. Now is the time to insulate your home so you'll stay warm and cozy and lower your energy bills. If your home is insulated with fiberglass or cellulose, you're probably paying a lot more than you should to heat your home. One call to Ozark Foam can save you up to 50% on your monthly heating bill. Ozark Foam installs high-quality foam in your existing attic or crawl space that insulates and seals your home, plus saves you money. Ozark Foam specializes in foam insulation. In fact, it's all they do. Ozark Foam has helped thousands of homeowners lower their energy bills. Now you could be one of them. Visit Ozark Foam today at ozarkfoam.net to keep your home nice and comfortable without the high energy bills. That's ozarkfoam.net.
We are the comfiest, coziest part of your home. Ozark Foam.
H.A. Chapman Stadium is the place. The 6A1 state championship will go to the Union Redskins. It's 57-35 Union with 42 seconds to play after a 4-play 21-yard drive capped by the Shamari Brooks 4-yard run. Took a minute and 53 seconds, and that is Shamari's third touchdown of the night. So 3 shut touchdowns for Shamari Brooks, 2 touchdowns for C.J. Moore, and, of course, Trey Brown wasn't bad. He had a pretty good time himself. And now Union's going to kick this thing off. Just kind of punch it up in the middle of the field. Norman North's going to recover it or take it around the 35-yard line and be dragged down right there. That was not Noah Rauschenberg kicking that time. Instead, that was David Sandoval.
Yeah, I only saw on the 2-deep, I saw a linebacker. I'm like, well, linebacker's not kicking off, so I got to find another 40 out there.
Good for David Sandoval. We got everybody have a chance. The student's ready to rush this field. Again, we mentioned it's been since 2011 when Union won a state championship, and they felt like a couple of those times that they were a more talented team but just didn't quite get there. Norman North brings them up one more time at their own 37-yard line, and obviously they're not going to go away. They're going to try to throw this thing into the end zone. Once again, Marquardt back to pass. He's going to throw deep right side to Colin Klein, and it's knocked away by J.T. McLeod. McLeod has been really good tonight. That'll stop the clock with 33 seconds to go, and it'll be second and 10.
Well, McLeod's came on, I think, mid-season when they played Norman North the first time. Is the first time we saw him because Crittenden went down with an injury in the end zone. And since that time, McLeod's just gotten stronger and stronger, and he's going to be one heck of a defender the rest of his career.
C.J. Moore running up and down the sidelines, waving the crowd on. He wants them to yell and scream a little bit more.
Well, they've been waiting a long time for this one.
They just dumped the ice and the Gatorade and the water on Kirk Frederick. Now the officials are probably a little upset because there's ice and water and stuff all over the field.
That's we got what a silent warning already.
The referee saying, get that ice off the field. At least he didn't throw the flag. That would have been silly.
Yeah, that would have been really silly.
Of course, there is a lot of ice on the field right about now. Come on, guys. It's an out. We play this game outside when it's cold. There's ice sometimes on the field. It's okay. Just don't Norman.
Don't run around there.
Yeah, just don't run to the left. I don't understand the problem. 33 seconds to go.
Avoid the slick spot.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's what we tell people in traffic all the time. Second and 10, Norman North at their own 37-yard line. Yeah, we're looking for a two-car Rocky. Marquardt in the shotgun again. Has the snap straight back. Marquardt looks, now runs to his left. He's running out of time. He's going to launch this thing middle of the field, and it is caught. Boy, that was a rocket. It was caught by Davis Byers at the 40-yard line. He goes forward to Union's 39-yard line. That's a first down. Now there's 23 seconds to go. But there is a flag down, which looks like it's probably going to be roughing against Marquardt. I'm telling you, Marquardt, a 6'1", 190-pound senior who came in with 4,300 yards passing and 300 yards rushing, 44 touchdown passes and 7 picks. He's an Ohio State commit, and I'm going to love watching him play for Urban Meyer.
Lord Marquardt's going to do well at the next level, I'm sure.
I think all these guys will. Now, I'm not sure where Stoops is being recruited to, but I might know where he'd go.
Wouldn't have a problem saying yes. Huh?
Might have a little bit of it, yeah. An in-home visit's not a problem,
yeah.
Right? And then, of course, we've mentioned Kohler, who we know is going to Iowa State. And, of course, the Union's got a lot of guys who are D1 commits as well. Minnesota, Georgia, Oklahoma, Tulsa, all out of that group. Marquardt straight back again to throw in the shotgun. Now rolls to his right. Now he's going to hurry and throw toward the end zone to Kohler. And Kohler makes the catch and fights toward the end zone but did not get there. With 5 seconds to go, Kohler is out of bounds at the one. Kohler jumps up over the top of Fields to make the catch. And they're going to mark him just inside the one. And Norman North brings in the monstrous beef package. We're not going to call this the heavy. Let's call it the battleship.
I like it.
Because it's monster. It's big.
Battleship Norman.
They're going to run Marquardt over to talk to head coach Brent Barnes about what they're going to do. And Union didn't even bother to bring in Stromberg this time. They've got their big guys in there, but not as big as Norman North has up front. All right, here we go. Last play of the game. 5 seconds to go. Union up 57-35 at Norman North in the shotgun. Run the Wildcat. There's the snap, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. So diving in for the score out of the Wildcat was Landon McClellan, 6'3", 218-pound tight end. So that'll make it look a little better, but everybody
somehow
knows.
Somehow they put points on the board with, like, what? How many seconds did they have when they got the ball in their hands? Like 30,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, something like that.
And so 37 seconds.
Yeah, 37 seconds. So they got it done, and this will make it look a little bit more respectable. And if they would just go for two and get it, the two teams would combine for 50, for 100. Right?
Yep. That would be perfect.
That's Oklahoma math, really quickly. They're going to stay out there and go for two, because why not? And eventually, this game will end. I mean, we're not going to overtime or anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you want to put more points on the board.
What will you do? I mean, come on.
It's the West. They're in the championship game. They need to make it look right.
Well, not only that. It's these kids' last chance to play. Now it looks like maybe they're going to kick it. No, now they're not. I don't know. Let's just wait till they line up.
Farquhar's out here to the right, so they're going to do a double pass or something funny.
Yeah, Marquardt is lined up to the right. And again, looks like they're going to line up McClellan in that Wildcat. They're going to try to maybe go for two. 3 seconds left on this play clock. 57-41, Union leads. There's the Wildcat again, and he's going to burst forward, and he has the two. So that does indeed bring the two teams to 100. Now it's 57-43, and Norman North will onside kick with 3 seconds left to go.
They should get the onside kick, pitch it backwards, throw it to Trey Brown, and let him roll.
Well, I mean, okay, Union runs it in the end zone on the other end. If you're Norman North, you want as many points as you can get too, right?
Yeah. Yep, you're absolutely right. Well, they've put together quite a battle this evening, and it isn't over yet for some reason. There's still 3 seconds left.
But for some reason, yeah.
There's enough points on the board to act like it was an arena game, and it's been quite a fun deal.
It has been fun. Anytime you watch kids celebrate and have a good time, it's fun.
And it's been good to be on this side of this event, the final one, and on the winning team for sure.
Well, it's been a while. You know, earlier today, you talk about being focused and all. And I'm going to, an email chain, if you will. It's a coach's thing called Huddle, H-U-D-L. And it allows coaches to share film and messages and things with players and coaches. And I'm on that list for Union so I can watch film and do those things. And earlier today, some of the players were making comments on there. And at one point, Shamari Brooks finally said, stop it. Focus. And stop it. And I was really proud of that young man for being the guy that said, this is about a game. There's the onside kick. It goes high in the air and is recovered by Union. So Norman North onside kicked every time they kicked off tonight, and Union recovered every single one. And now there will be 2 seconds to go, and Union will throw it deep.
They're going to go deep to Trey Woods.
No, they will not throw it deep. Union's going to come out and take the knee, and that'll be the ball game.
Yeah, they blew that one. And I wonder if they were going to give this give one snap, which would be just an honorary snap, to Peyton. That'd be, you know, that'd be an outstanding opportunity for him, even though he, you know, didn't get the opportunity to play a lot this year and went through the things he went through. But
certainly didn't go like he thought it was going to go. I mean, from every standpoint, you know, early on down at South Lake in that first game, Grady comes in and plays very well. And that was that. And
sure
it is Peyton Morrison who's going to take this snap, and I'm glad to see that. He's a terrific young man.
Yep, that's awesome. We interviewed him that one week, and, man, just an outstanding character. I talked to his dad, and I said, you know, it didn't go the way he wanted to, but you raised a good kid for sure.
There's the snap. Peyton will back up and take the knee, and that's the ball game. The Union Redskins are the 6A1 state champions, and listen to that crowd. Now coming onto the field to surround their team. The Redskins are trying to go shake hands with Norman North. But those kids want to be a part of it. You can certainly understand why.
Yeah, they all want to have a little touch of that. They're trying to keep them on the sideline, let them say thanks. And this is, I think, still the most cool thing ever, is just the handshake at the end of the game and showing the character of the teams.
You know, and to heck with it, don't hold the kids. Let them go. And here they come. Dressed in their gold, their black, and their red.
Look at them run.
The Union High School students, friends, family, grandparents, parents, swarming the field, awaiting a gold ball, the first one since 2011 for these Redskins. In a team that, quite frankly, Zach, I think we would both agree at points during the year, just weren't sure they were going to get this far.
Yeah, I think they probably looked at each other after a couple of games and said, man, do we have enough? And Coach Fred, I'm sure, has continued to build their character and make them mentally stronger each time that they had something to stub their toe. But I'm telling you, I said it already, I want to say it again, this team really has played well in the playoffs, and they've really come together as a team.
You know, doing that, I mean, if you could bottle that, you'd be the richest coach in the history of man. I mean, but how do you do that? How do you get a team to do that? And how do you get a team that is so individually talented to play as one? That's not always easy either, is it?
No, that's never easy. You've got so many individuals and so many talented individuals on both sides of the ball. And to keep those personalities and keep those selfish traits that people just get over time, to keep it all together as a team is such a talent for a coach. And it says a lot about Coach Fred, because he has so many people out there that could have really been a loose cannon at any time during the season.
You know, he had enough guys like Shamari, who is a no-nonsense worker, to kind of keep everything straight, some of those guys defensively as well. And there is a lot of, you know, during the time of the year when people are saying, well, you're the most talented team, you should win. And sometimes kids listen to that, and then they just roll the helmet out there, and that doesn't go very well, as you well know. So to see them kind of come together at the right time has been kind of magic. All right, we're going to take one timeout. When we come back, Doc Blevins will be down on the field. Right now, Kirk Frederick and his team is praying. The students are around them, and they're putting hands on shoulder pads as they congratulate each other for a gold ball. Doc will have Kirk. We're going to have our players as well in the postgame. Redskins, 6A1 state champions, winning 57-43 over Norman North. This is Redskins football on KRMG.